The sweet presence of the Lord Jesus be with us all. I want to begin by being really honest and transparent with you, my precious heart dwellers, and share with you why there wasn't a message last night. A few days ago, the Lord Jesus mentioned doing a painting of him. This was on the heels of a rejection from an artist who has a painting of him, which communicates his gentleness and kindness. And that's something we all need right now, and especially we'll need after the rapture. And I asked this artist if I could use his painting in the thumb drive, and his answer was no. And then in the next message, the Lord told me that he would do one through me that would be even better. Well, of course, if he does it, it will be perfection. If I don't get in the way, that is. A painting for me is very involved, very time-consuming, and needing intense concentration. In the past, by my own fault, I've neglected my husband and family because I was so caught up in a painting, and Ezekiel has some bad memories of those events. I thought I'd learned my lesson, but still, we wanted to be sure it was Jesus and not a familiar spirit trying to lure me away from God's real will. He and I were also concerned that the enemy may be trying to draw me off into a project rather than taking care of our channel, which I will not allow to happen. This was a problem for the last 2 weeks, working on the thumb drive, but since the Lord has taken the time constraints off of us, whatever we do from now on for him, he wants us to thoroughly enjoy, and he will surprise us with the rapture. But we will be fulfilling his will and working right up to the very last moment. And in last night's message, the Lord told me to begin a painting of him. Well, Ezekiel and I were working on discernment with that. The readings from my Bible promise books were anything but conclusive, in spite of the fact that I felt it was his voice. But I must tell you, whenever I think I've made an error in discernment, and perhaps heard from a familiar spirit instead of my Jesus, I'm crushed and can't move one step forward until the issue's resolved. That's why you didn't get a message last night. If the word about a painting was false, then the rest of the message was false too. Fortunately, though, we have a discernment team. And finally, after grieving all day and repenting for whatever sin had opened the door to bad discernment, I called on them. This is what I learned, that we have a very high-up demon of division with a whole crew of underlings working against us. It doesn't matter what divides us, as long as we're divided. Sickness, differences of opinions, judgment, tiredness, obstacles, technical glitches, delays, slander, and lying spirits. Attempted jealousies and strife, you name it. If it can cause division, it's in that demon's service, and that ugly thing has been working against this channel day and night for weeks now. How do you defeat a demon of division? It's not really that hard. The secret is charity and refusing to judge, humility and being willing to defer to and hear one another's opinions. A teachable spirit, and obedience. Satan does not have a weapon against these. If everyone exercises these virtues, you create a brass wall with no openings. So it was discerned that the Lord wants me to do a painting of him, and after praying and discussing, we were all on the same page together. So that's the history behind this message. I got my Jesus back, it was him and not a demon, and my heart was restored. So he began, "Welcome back, my love. Rest in these arms that long to hold you. Rest in them, Claire. The wicked ones are trying to steal your gift and divide your marriage. They're always below the belt hitters. But I am here to your rescue, to reinstate and lift you up, and tell you, yes, I do commission you to do a painting for me, which, by the way, I will execute through you. Is there anything too hard for me? I know what you are trying to accomplish. I know your heart, and it's quite in unison with mine. That is why I will do this thing through you, if you want me to. No one is forcing you, Claire. And he said that because I hadn't committed my heart to this yet. I wanted to make sure it was the Lord and not self-will. And as I mentioned before, a painting is a very involved thing for me. It's very time-consuming and draining. And then the Lord replied to that, and he said, yet, if I do it through you, it will be joyous. Yes, Lord, I am counting on that. Your job is to communicate my love for them to others, whether it be in a painting, in music, in teachings, makes no matter. It is the communicating that is important. This is what I anoint in you. Different seasons, we use different tools. But what would make you the happiest right now, my love? Jesus, I really want to sing those songs you gave me. They've just been sitting there for 2 years, and I think they'd really minister restoration to the broken after the rapture. Then do that first. There's time for both if you don't waste it. There's also time for you to be a good wife. Make time for everything, but work steadily. Lord, what do you want to talk about tonight? Everyone should know the enemy is out to divide and conquer, but I have assigned more angels to all of you, and if you are obedient, if you are humble, preferring one another before yourselves, if you are loving, he surely will not succeed. These are the traits most lacking in the world. That is why there's so much strife. That is why there's division and divorce, church splits, and all kinds of toxicity spread like a mist over the eyes of each soul. The soul who is humble and loves others more than themselves is the soul who sees clearly. The devils may try to blind you, but because you are committed to righteousness, they do not succeed. Sooner or later, there is a witness in your conscience that something is not right. When you stop to examine this, that is when you find the fingerprints of the enemy. But if you insist on your way and dismiss the voices of those sent to assist you, you will fail. In your case, the aim was to stop you from receiving messages and from listening to me. The enemy knows how very sensitive you are to being deceived, so he whispers lies in the ears of a key person to contradict me. He even uses lying readings to confirm that and to trip you up. Then in one fell swoop, he has taken away the assignment I gave you and instilled in you a fear of listening to me. He is very, very clever. But you are surrounded by a faithful, praying husband and friends. So as you rely on their counsel as well, you uncover the plot to deceive you away from me. This is why so many turn away from discernment. It's painful to consider the options. And unless those who stand with you are willing to lay down their own opinions for my sake, or better still, they have no opinions, you cannot count on them. I have surrounded you with such friends in this time and season, Claire. I have given you an army of angels, lieutenants and captains to guard you and carry out my will and my wishes and stand beside you. A wise leader is careful about who he assigns positions that are close to him. He does not want yes men, nor does he want jealous men. Nor does he want weak men. The best leaders are strong because their support is strong. I have watched and waited for the day when I could bring together my chosen flock with each of its members strong and totally in love with me, dedicated to my will only. This is what you have, and what a blessing it is. Oh, thank you, Lord. They are truly beautiful people, and I'm honored by the great hearts these souls have for you Even their example stirs me to reach higher. Indeed, I am blessed. Thank you, Lord. Well, now you have before you a joyful journey, be it ever so short. And for all of you, my brides, I want you to enjoy this time before the rapture, doing the things that you've always wanted to do for me. Is there a song, a drawing, a poem, a work of charity, something that will draw all men unto me? Are there forums you post on with hurting people crying out for answers? Are there hurting souls to be prayed over? Yes, all around you there are voices crying out for your attention. The very least you can do is pray. And do you know that in heaven that carries the highest reward? It is not the great things you did for me. It's the little things done out of love for others, and especially prayer. Do you know that you will share in the rewards of souls gathered to the kingdom from this channel because you prayed for it? Yes, the benefits and rewards go on and on and on. Lord, that reminds me of what a wise Christian once said, who was gifted with incredible miracles. He said that it's the hidden souls praying for the preachers that are actually more responsible for the harvest than the preacher himself. He said that you who pray will have more glory in heaven than the people they point to and say, "What a great preacher." The Lord replied, "It is a fact. It is the hidden prayer warriors that sustain a ministry and bring all kinds of rewards down upon those they pray for. Without them, Claire, you could not function. And so I'm warning all of you, do not allow any gossip, jealousy, or other negativity to gain entrance into your lives. That's what the devils want to use to cause division. Rather, love one another as I loved you, and he will find no entrance. In parting, my final word to you is to get busy with some work for me that you truly enjoy, even prayer and worship and serving. Enjoy these last days appointed to you. Let your good works declare my goodness to the world. Let your joyful countenance be what they remember."